partner because of this. Vampires would have to find a secondary option. I've heard of some vampires doing this, and that's fine. I don't need to find a secondary option being a doctor. I get my supply from our hospital's blood bank. Anyway, back to my story. I had a hookup one night with a nice-looking guy. When I was new to the life of a vampire, I didn't know how to check if a donor was other. Anyway, we fucked and I drank from him. He didn't seem to notice, but my morning, I was barely breathing. Tuscan had found me and rushed me to an other doctor. They managed to pump the werewolf blood out of me just in the nick of time. Since then, I've been using my advantage as a doctor to get my feedings. I can tell who is other and who isn't now, but I won't chance it. Vampires don't get the feeling with werewolf blood, but for some fucked up reason, I felt that with Morris, both in Dallas and again in Chicago. I don't understand why. I've searched for an answer online, but found nothing. We have this link with our partners, so we don't have to feed from others anymore. But werewolf blood is poisonous to us. So why would I be feeling something from Morris's blood? Unless something from that night when I fed from the werewolf changed something. Maybe I'm a rare vampire that can survive on werewolf blood. Well, I'm not stupid enough to risk it. Dr. Cook? Hmm? I ask. Was I daydreaming? I blink at the nurse in front of me. We have an emergency coming in. 3 in critical, she says. 1 is your department. What happened? I inquire. There was a mass fight that broke out. 2 were stabbed to death. The 3 coming in need immediate attention, she briefs me. 1 female, 2 males. I hear the sirens overhead, and I head for the front of the emergency. The EMTs rush in the first 2. 1 male and 1 female. Both look fairly young, both human. 2 more EMTs rush a gurney in with a slightly older man who's thrashing but unconscious. A man I didn't ever expect to see again. Morris Hyde. I quickly direct the EMTs to take the man to my private quarters. If Morris suddenly shifts in front of them, well, let's not think about that right now. I shoo the EMTs out and call the 2 nurses on my team that are sworn into secrecy. I was permitted to have that option. Abigail and Evelyn, sisters. I had saved their lives a few years back, and they've been at my side ever since. I'm glad I met the 2 of them. Patient species? Eve asks. Werewolf. Morris Hyde, I reply. He's a member of WD. Both girls have been prepped extensively on all 3 councils. I hear the door behind me open, and Nick comes in. Nick is hybrid between werewolves and vampires. It's a complicated story there. The short version is he's a descendant of a vampire and a werewolf who had a forbidden child, and thus the hybrid was born. Nick's pretty loyal to both vampires and werewolves, and he's been my apprentice for quite some time now. Morris? He questions. Know anything about WD being in Chicago? I inquire. Not recently, but I can check with Gabe or Tusk, he suggests. That would be most helpful, I reply, sticking a needle into Morris's arm. The hulking werewolf stops thrashing. Now I can pull the dagger out of his side and stitch up his wounds. I pull the blade and growl. Fuck, it's covered with silver. Get the antidote for silver, I instruct to Gail. Yes, sir, she says, running to the supply cabinet. I look over to see Nick on the phone. I'm too focused on Morris. Too busy on my body, begging to feed from him, to hear anything Nick is saying on the phone. Fuck, this is so messed up. I'm a vampire, and Morris is a werewolf. His blood is poisonous to me. Aiden, I hear Nick say. Hmm? Turns out Morris was dealing with a werewolf crisis in Chicago. He managed to get his job completed, Nick says. But got injured in the process, I say. His partner had reported Morris was being rushed here, Nick adds. Well, I didn't get the... I trail off and pull my phone out. Well, fuck me. I did get the memo. Usually I'm good with checking my phone for supernatural reports. I guess this time I didn't get to it in time. Damn it. I did not want to deal with the werewolf. They're immature and problematic at the best of times. Gail returns with the antidote for silver. I use a syringe and pull some fluid from it. I get Nick to hold more.